time, due measure, due proportion, a fixed or definite period. What is the measure of time or proportion of time, and who sets the fixed time? Time began when, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And time will come to an end as the hearts of men turn on one another and from God. Even those who once called themselves Christians will fall away. In 2 Timothy 3, but mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of good, but lovers of pleasure, rather than lovers of God, and having a form of godliness, but denying its power, have nothing to do with them. And Paul writes in 1 Thessalonians 5, Now, brothers, about the times and the dates, we do not need to write you, for you know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. And while people are saying peace and safety, destruction will come upon them suddenly, as labor pains on a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. And in Revelation 22, Jesus himself, Behold, I am coming soon, and my reward is with me, and I will give to everyone according to what he has done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. God gave to all the opportunity to choose. When he said to Israel in the wilderness, Deuteronomy 30, Now what I am commanding you today is not too difficult for you or beyond your reach. It is not up in heaven so that you have to ask who will ascend into heaven to get it and proclaim it to us so that we may obey it. Nor is it beyond the sea so that you have to ask who will cross the sea to get it and proclaim it to us so that we may obey it. No. The word is very near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart, so that you may obey it. At this time, the people of Israel were yet in the desert, and God was with them, and he told them how they may live and prosper. You see, God provides. When he commands us to do something or live a particular way, he teaches us how to do what he has commanded, and he instructs us on how to complete or accomplish, how to overcome what we may be having holding us back. In the eye of every person are the ways of God, because when he spoke, it was. The majesty of God is everywhere, and he delivers what he promises, and he gives hope to all who will believe. He sent his only Son, Jesus, who would come down from heaven to teach the ways of God, his Father, to the people. And even those who would not believe him, they yet heard about God and the promise of life that he offered to those who would believe. Back in Deuteronomy 30, see, I set before you today life and prosperity, death and destruction. For I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, to keep his commands, his decrees and laws, and then you will live and increase, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land that you are entering to possess. Free will, the ability to see what is before you and to take possession of it, either by force, your own will, or to take possession by blessing, as having followed the ways of God. Oh, we can choose for ourselves, or we can let the Lord lead and guide us. We can be a victim of the choice we make and place the blame of our bad decision on someone else. Yeah, the devil made me do it. Or we can ask for forgiveness, of which none of us are worthy of, from the Lord. But we can learn then to seek his counsel and heed his word before taking action next time. And in this way, time can be a friend. And we can learn from our mistakes, and we can look for the options that would be godly when next confronted with temptation. Again, God will not take you out of something and leave you there without being with you and seeing you through. The question is, will you choose to let him lead? And even though it may not make sense to you at the moment, will you trust him to see you through? This is choosing life. This is choosing to believe. It's choosing to live in the ways that are perhaps strange and unfamiliar to you in this world. and yet they are ways that will cause you to prosper. And keep in mind that by prospering, it does not mean that you have only monetary gain or to see an increase in possessions, but it is in life itself, the reward of spending eternity when time is no more with God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Prosperity is given by way of blessings for sure. But what is the greatest of all blessings? It's the freedom that one finds through Christ Jesus even before the promise of heaven is fulfilled. Deuteronomy 30. But if your heart turns away and you are not obedient, and if you are drawn away to bow down to other gods and worship them, I declare to you this day that you will certainly be destroyed. You will not live long in the land you are crossing the Jordan to enter and possess. You see, Israel was here given the choice to trust in God, and in turn, they would keep and possess the land, the promised land, Canaan, for all time and generations. There they would prosper and multiply, being blessed by the Lord and given the privilege to carry forward His word and to display His power and glory into a world that did not acknowledge His authority. To us came Jesus. To us came the gift of salvation, a gift paid for with the blood of God's one and only Son, who laid down His life that we may pick ours up and that we may enter the promised land to be with the Lord where He is. Where once we were separated from God, we would now be reconciled to Him and have the hope of eternal life. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through Him. So why do these words matter so much to us? Well, they remind us without any doubt that the curse that was laid upon creation, it still stands. Thousands of years had passed between the time of the curse and the time of Jesus' coming, and another 2,000 years have passed since the time that Jesus had walked on the earth as a man and today. Sin will not leave the world until the end of time, but a person can leave their sinful life and live with God rather than be His enemy. There is not an age that has not been impacted, blessed, or forgotten by God the Father, and all will, at the end of time, give an account for how the time given them was spent. And so Deuteronomy 30, this day I call heaven and earth as witnesses against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Now choose life, so that you and your children may live, that you may love the Lord your God, listen to His voice, and hold fast to Him. For the Lord is your life. And so what has this to do with time? Well, each of us has a time set for us, no more or no less days. God knew us before we were born, and He has set for each of us a time to walk the earth. And after that, we will either walk with Him or we will be separated from Him for eternity. This time that we are now in, that many call a reprieve, a time of revival for this nation, it will leave many unprepared for the return of Jesus, who has said that He will come like a thief in the night. In other words, we do not know the day or the time of His return, only that He is returning. You see, the Lord is not done with Israel, but for the rest of us. If we throw away or refuse the opportunity for rescue, then we will be like the man on the roof in the flood who waited and waited to be rescued, but only by the person in whom he had in mind and who he pictured would rescue him. And so he missed his opportunity for life, and he soon faced death after the last rescue attempt was denied. So choose today for yourself the promises of God. Do not find yourself sharing the confines of hell with the devil and his demons in a place reserved for those who would not believe in or on the name of Jesus Christ. There is no other way of escaping the great tribulation, of escaping death, that has to come and is coming upon all the earth, a time of great suffering, of pain, and much death. We are to know the times, to be aware of what is happening, but to not be afraid of them, because we know that it must come. Just as death once came to Jesus and then life, we like him shall also be resurrected to life because we have believed. Time marches towards its closing. God has control of that, and he has set a fixed time for its end as he once did its beginning. And everything in between belongs to him, everything, even you and I. So let today be the day that you come to him on bended knee and ask him into your life or recommit your life to him. Knowing him, knowing about him is not enough in this life, nor the next, but believing in him. Oh, that changes everything, everything. May the grace of the Lord Jesus be with all of God's people. Amen.